Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
It has definitely been Taylor Swift's year. She's just turned 30, has been celebrated as Billboard's Artist of the Decade. She's got copious awards under her belt, sold millions of records worldwide. Plus, she still found time to churn out a Christmas song. How can you top that? Well, in true Taylor style, she's going out of this decade with a bang. Taylor just dropped the news that she'll be headlining the final day of the 50th anniversary Glastonbury Festival next year. She's only the sixth solo female headliner in the festival's history, Gunners, and the first since Adele in 2016. She joins huge headlining names such as Sir Paul McCartney and Diana Ross.
Glastonbury definitely on my bucket list.
Well, if you go next year, you can see Taylor and Sir Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney will be good. Now, if you're a massive fan of Russell Brand, then you'll need to get tickets to see him when he brings his Recovery Live show to the Perth Concert Hall in March next year. The show is aimed at helping those struggling with addiction or who want to change their lives. He posted online that transcendence, enlightenment and a right laugh are on the cards and the old idea is over. Join this new movement.
Is it a cult?
Not sure.
If you're experiencing unhappiness and despair, there's a reason for that. You're living in a mad, mad culture that is predicated on stimulating negative aspects of your being, i.e. greed, desire.
That makes sense to me.
Tickets for the Recovery Live show are on sale now.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani just won't stop making music together. They've released a gushy ballad called Nobody But You, which appears on Shelton's latest LP, Fully Loaded, God's Country. Check it out.
You remember the National Lampoon Vacation movies, don't you?
Of course.
Well, a spin-off series is in development with HBO.
Woo!
Johnny Galecki, who played Rusty in the National Lampoon's Christmas movie, is producing the show, following the Griswolds' daily lives in the modern-day Chicago suburbs. Now, let's just hope that Chevy Chase is on board, because without him, it probably won't work.
Hey, Griswold, where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
I love the National Lampoon's Christmas movie. And it is finally here, Gunners. The trailer for the highly anticipated Top Gun sequel, Maverick, starring Tom Cruise, which is set for release in June next year.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called order.
Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.